but it's going to stop it from doing it.
Oh. This is Ms. Nona Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, Beth in parenthesis, 714-60. Today's, what's today, 3:30? 3:30. This patient, this is chief complaint, dizziness, leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy, status post lap band, nausea, vomiting, increased weight of 30 pounds after losing 100 pounds. Next number is history of carotid stenosis. Next number is low B12 related to lap band. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman who was seen yesterday with severe dizziness, was treated with Decadron and Medrol dose pack. Patient is actually feeling 80% better today. She's here for further evaluation of her symptoms. Period. New paragraph, family history, mom died of heart attack, coronary artery disease, CHF, there's breast cancer in the family, their mom, dad died of bone cancer, prostate cancer, and pancreatic cancer. Colonoscopy, had one at age 50, mammogram at Rose on a yearly basis, will have one this year, allergy coding, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married 30 years, pregnant 3 times, she works for Wood Forest Bank in the investigational department. Did I say doesn't smoke, doesn't drink? Allergy coding, surgery, complete hysterectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, tonsils, a lap band, which she caused 100 pounds but has gained 30 pounds back. Medical issues, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer 20 years ago, status post radiation, chemo, and lumpectomy. Also put lumpectomy under surgery too. Medications none at this time, COVID immunization none, but has had COVID in the past. She weighs 182 pounds. After she lost 100 pounds, she's gained 30 pounds back, 97%, 98, 16, 65, 118 over 78. Heart positive, small positive, three, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. TMs, there's serosotitis, meaning that skin shows no rash or mucosal with vision, neurological and non-focal. Except patient definitely has benign positional vertigo, which can be recreated. Lower extremity shows no edema. Positive pulses noted. Assessment number one, vertigo improved. Number two, because of her vertigo and history of carotid stenosis, we looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number. Finished medications from yesterday. Next number, neuropathy, lower extremity pain. This is we ruled out any PVD or any evidence of DVT in the lower extremity. I suspect this is related to low B12. We're going to put her back on B12. This is related to her lap band. We'll check her level today. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, nausea and vomiting. We looked for any sort of cause of nausea and vomiting. Patient has had a cholecystectomy there, and liver looks non-fatty, and or maybe slightly fatty, and there's no evidence of kidney stones or other issues regarding spleen or kidneys noted. Next number, the nausea and vomiting is episodic, most likely related to lap band. He's looking for someone to have that reverse. Next number, breast cancer, status post treatment 20 years ago. Next number, because of carotid stenosis, we looked at a carotid as well as the vertigo, and again, there's no increased there's no hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number is resume B12 treatment. Next number is arm pain, no evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next number is next number, come back in 3 days to go over the blood work that was done today as well. Thank you.